Water evaporates only if there is enough thermal heat energy available for the water molecule to vibrate so much that the molecules break out of their liquid structure and turn into a gas. But why do the oceans not dry up? In fact, most evaporation occurs from ocean water, but much of the evaporated water rains back into the oceans again. Some falls on the land surface and might spend some time there as ice, snow, groundwater, or in streams, or it may be stored in lakes before it returns back to sea. This journey is called the hydrological cycle, or water cycle. It describes the exchange of water in every form between the Earth's systems and is part of what makes the Earth so unique. Understanding things that can affect the water cycle helps us to understand how climate change will affect people. This cycle is complex, and small changes in things like temperature can cause large changes in the whole system.